holy state. Jefferson. That song is so right.
Louise, how come we're always back?
I'm not sure.
We're always back, right? Good morning, everybody.
Sergey's missing in action.
Sergey, he's drunk me some vodka. We have decided on the break that Sergey and I are going to be...
No, I was on a mission.
Again, because Sergey has vodka.
The miracle cure.
No, it may not be a cure, but you'd be awful happy on the way down. Right, Sergey?
Well, actually, vodka is a medicine.
That's what I'm saying.
That?
Didn't I say that? It's for medicinal purposes.
Great elixir.
Yeah, I'm not sure who medicinal is.
In a limited amount only.
Sergey, can you get good vodka in the United States?
Yes, you can.
Okay, what brand is a good brand?
Stolichna.
Stolichna?
Yeah, it means capital.
Capital
vodka.
It means capital?
Capital vodka.
Wow,
hey,
isn't that ironic?
Me.
That's considered
all
the
guys the
best.
In the capital are drunk anyway.
Well, you're asking the wrong person. I just know it's the best.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I'll have to seek that out and give that a shot. Is that based on potatoes?
No, it's real wheat.
Wheat? Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought vodka was made from potatoes.
Well, it's a cheap version.
Okay, so wheat is a superior product.
Mm-hmm. Always been,
words,
always will.
Well,
the peons in the counties don't get anything but potatoes.
Are we having vodka topic today?
Well, yes, we are. As a matter of fact, it's going to be about medicine and preparedness, and at least the first hour about how to take care of oneself.
And if you could make vodka, or any other kind of liquor for that matter.
Well, yeah, actually, it's a good topic to talk about, because vodka, it is a... as a medicine, really. If you use
so
a limited
whiskey.
Amount. Have you heard
whiskey
about the...
and rum and brandy, all of those were considered medicines.
Yes, cognac
ago.
Also. Mm-hmm.
So continue that thought, Sergey. What are we going to say about it being a medicine?
Yes, have you heard about the propolis?
Propose?
No, propolis.
No, I don't know.
You're still talking Russian.
Well, if you go to City Market in Kansas City, one man knows what I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, occasionally he brings in. He asked me if I know what it is. I told him what it is. And in ancient time, even in modern time, if not everybody, but some people still know what it is, the benefit. It's a natural cure for, respiratory problems, to boost the immune system, to keep healthy. You mix the very little amount of propolis with the vodka, let it stay, depends on the ratio between vodka and the propolis, in about 3 to 4 weeks, so the vodka changes its color to the yellowish. So that means it's a chemical reaction occurs between vodka and the propolis.
Well, hold on there, Sergey.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the break.
And I think we also have Pat Stegner with us, and we'll be talking about such topics about being able to have a medical kit and stuff like that to take care of yourself in case times get tough.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Patriot Act took our liberties and there's no judge, no jury.
What I was talking about before the break. So EU is careful that solution, it's a propolis vodka solution, depends on application, from one teaspoon to one tablespoon. Only when the mixture becomes yellowish, kind of yellow color, like yellow color, it's ready for consumption.
And what do you use it for?
If you catch the flu, if you want to boost the resistance of your immune system to be strong, you know, it's actually, some studies was done a long time ago. It's actually prolong your longevity because of propolis itself has an ability to rejuvenate your system on the cell level.
And I need made, that.
Propolis is made from the tree juice.
Tree juice?
Mm-hmm.
We got one.
Are you saying three Jews like in, you know, Semitic peoples?
Well, it's certain trees only produce that type of a juice. Not every tree.
Juice.
You gotta squeeze three Jews to get the juice. So
well, it's a natural tea, basically tears. I call it tears from the tree.
Tree?
You know? Yes.
What kind of tree? You don't
know? It's they grow in Siberia, Russia.
Okay. A very harsh
specifically,
climate.
Specifically, yes, in that area. And if though some of the species, they grow here wild or just brought it by humans, you know, they can be derived here too. That's why I was surprised when I saw that at the city market. I was really surprised that that's not really common here.
So he's either importing it?
No, he does occasionally collect. He knows certain trees only in the area where he lives. He lives in the at the middle of nowhere, you know, in a remote area. And that's where he goes and collects that.
Well, we know that herbs and plants and everything that God gave us are around us to be used. And as a matter of fact, some people actually say if you're ill, there are things around you that God put there to heal you, to cure you, whether it's cancer or whatever.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I know this works firsthand. I cured a dog that had heartworms that literally was going to be put down by the Humane Society, and it literally had probably a week to live. It could barely move without coughing and gagging. And I made a walnut hull tincture. I gave it that, wormwood, clove, and coenzyme Q10, and did that for about 2 months. And that dog was the healthiest dog you ever seen. It was unbelievable turnaround.
Wow. Good job.
All for almost no money, whereas the doctors would have to spend thousands of dollars and most likely kill the animal in the process.
And, well, just like humans, right?
Exactly. And Pam, you wanted to talk about that a little bit. You have some experience with that as well.
Oh, yeah. I do the tincture of walnut hulls, but I found that you can use, you don't have to buy really expensive vodka to make it. And as you mentioned, you want to use green walnut hulls, and you want to use a glass jar, and I just kind of stuff the jar full of walnut hulls. You said that you don't take the walnuts out, and that's fine too, and that'll work.
But my method requires a lot more vodka.
What were you saying?
It does take quite a bit of vodka when you're doing this, but if you didn't have the walnut in, you could probably stuff more hulls in, but
exactly.
It doesn't matter. You're still getting the benefit from the walnut hulls. And what I do is, if you start this when there's a full moon out,
oh, wow,
it will draw better. You know, the tides, all of that. If you will start any tincture when there's a full moon out, you'll draw it harder and faster on a full moon.
You know, that's so interesting because there's so many things, and when you get into farming, the old farmer's almanac, there's so many things that are based on the lunar cycles, and I don't know, maybe we should do a show on that because I need to learn more about that.
Oh, my gosh, you should, because my grandfather went totally by that. He was an old gardener farmer. When he retired, he grew everything in his backyard still, and he carried a little flip notebook, just a little thing that he wrote in. Every time it rained, how much rain, everything. And when he harvested, when things were ready, the whole thing.
Mm.
And he was a believer in planting by the moon, the moon phases, all of that.
And a lot of that is spelled out in Scripture, isn't it?
It really is. If you look at it, it's when the wheat is harvest, it's called Aviv. You get into all that. It's quite interesting. They set their calendars. The Jewish calendar by what's called Aviv, and that is when the wheat would be harvested around Jerusalem. It's quite interesting, but they went by the moon phases, the harvest phases. Now, my grandfather, Tom, he was really what you would call an expert farmer gardener, and he knew how to graft. He could graft like a He could put a pear onto an apple tree. I saw him do these things. And this is all a lost art that people took for granted several generations ago.
You know, Pam, I'm blessed to live in a rural area where I have a lot of people, a lot of elderly people that are of the same mindset. And almost all of them have fruit and nut trees as part of their yards. You know, nowadays, people spend a fortune on planting all this ornamental crap, and I say if you're going to plant something you can eat. Plant herbs, plant fruit trees, plant nuts, nut trees. You know, we need to be thinking ahead, you know, and just a little bit of effort will actually save you a lot of money in the long run with all the food that you can harvest.
Well, you know, along with that thinking, in our earlier generations, our grandparents, Even the ornamentals they planted had a purpose. And many of the ornamentals put out odors that kept away insects. And they understood all of that. And it, we have truly lost that. But the tinctures are, like, really important in medicinal purposes. And this tincture of the walnut hulls is absolutely excellent for getting rid of parasites in animals and humans, just like you said. And there's another one that is really good for parasites. And people actually use it around here, although I might say that the BATF says it's illegal to grow as tobacco, but you can grow it as an ornamental, and that is tobacco. And it has a beautiful flower on it, and it gets great big huge leaves. I have grown it, and the way you cure it out is you just pick a leaf off and hang it upside down in the shade to dry, and in the summertime, and it, you know, in a week or 5 days, it'll be dry. And I had a Pueblo Indian show me how to use this. You just take the dry leaf, roll it up, and smoke it. Now, real tobacco is so potent, it will make you feel so bad. It made me dizzy and feel quite sick. I couldn't smoke very much of it. But this does get rid of parasites, and people do use it around here to feed their horses to get rid of parasites.
But you have to be extremely careful because it's very potent, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It is
you
so
probably
potent.
Used 100% organic leaf, right?
I did.
You don't dissolve pesticides.
Well, you
that's
know, the
what
funny,
tobacco
the,
used to be.
The funny thing, Sergey, is back years ago when people did things the right way, there was no such thing as organic. Everybody, it was just organic by nature. Just people did it the right way, you know.
Yes, but time has changed.
Exactly.
It's not the same as it used to be.
Exactly. It's interesting. Now you have to make a special effort to actually have natural organic food, whereas before that was just the way we did things.
Well, the tobacco, you know, God gives us all of these things for a purpose. And tobacco is so abused that if you think about it, if you smoke tobacco, the real tobacco, once or twice a year, you wouldn't have parasites and fed it to your animals. You've got to be careful how you use it. That's no kidding.
I think you can make a tincture out of the leaves and actually spray it. Like if you're, for instance, if chickens get mites, you know, you can actually spray them with that. But you have to be extremely potent because one full-strength drop of that stuff can actually kill a chicken. It's that potent.
Well, you can do that, and you can also use it in your garden because now there are certain insects. There is one insect that likes the tobacco leaf, and it's this big, fat worm-looking thing. It almost looks like a big tomato worm.
Right.
But it's the only thing I saw that did eat it, and it would just eat it right down to the veins of the leaves. It'll do that to your tomatoes, too.
Yeah, it'll literally destroy them.
You can pick them off, though. That's the best way to get rid of them is just pick them off when they show up. But, yeah, the tobacco, you can buy it. It's sold as an ornamental in some nurseries, and that's how you buy it.
Yeah, I was surprised. My neighbor wanted to grow some, and he found out it was illegal, but he found a source of seeds, and he grew some in his garden, and I think you can actually leave it growing when you harvest it. Do you leave the plant itself there, and it comes back the following year?
Mine did not, but they get these beautiful, beautiful flowers on them, and if you just leave them alone, the flowers will go to seed, and you can harvest the seed and replant it. But my plants did not come back. No, it might reseed itself in the area if you left it alone.
Wow.
I'll probably do that.
And we're coming up on a break. And George in Texas, we see you're on the line. So if you want to hang in there, George, we'll get to you right after break. And we'll also be talking about other herbs and other things we can be growing. And also, I'd like to know from Pam, she's a former EMT, I'd like to know what kind of supplies we need in like a medical bug out kit that might be beneficial.
The things of today, how do you design to wait?
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, Matt's sending us some help. Very good song choice there, Pat. And Pam can supply us some help because she's been an expert. You've been in the preparedness business for quite some time, haven't you, Pam?
I guess in a way ever since I was born, because I was born and raised on a farm like you.
Exactly. Man, I tell you, you learn to do a little bit of anything and everything, and much of which we can't discuss on the radio because it would turn people's stomach when they're trying to eat their breakfast.
As the stomach turns, right?
Yeah, as Capital Farm turns your stomach. And not speaking of which, but we have a caller, George, from Texas. George, what do you have for us this morning? It might take a second to bring George up. George might be eating breakfast. He might be feeding his children. You always hear children in the background when George is on the line.
Good morning. They're still sleeping.
All right. How you doing this morning, George?
I used to be a medic in the Army.
Excellent.
And I was stationed out in the California desert, out in Mojave Desert. And one thing we do, one thing that is the most important thing to have is water. Because you never know when a drought's going to come by. And I was sort of like the expert in heat strokes. You're talking about stomach turning. I remember people having heat injuries out in the desert. And just to get an IV into them, you had to cut away a piece of skin in the arm just to get to a vein to stick an IV in because the circulatory system collapses.
Oh, my. They were so dehydrated that they actually, oh, my.
That's yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's like heat injury. That is, I mean, the biggest thing is trying to get down that core temperature. in the body.
And not do it too quickly to throw them in shock, I assume.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, even like in the cold, when it was really cold, because the desert plays hardball as far as weather is concerned, and we would, even like the IVs, we had to keep them at a certain temperature because if you give the IV water and it's too cold, they get speed shock.
Yeah.
And, but,
and that's got to be a challenge because, like you're saying, in one 24-hour period, you can go from one extreme of heat to one extreme of the cold in just 24 hours.
But, you know, one thing I used to do out in the field, I still do it today, is I would take a spoonful of raw garlic because when you're out in the field in the military, those MREs are not very friendly to your digestive system.
Yeah, and you can derive the probiotics from onions and garlic and items like that to help the beneficial flora in your gut.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still take raw garlic to this day. Everybody says I'm nuts.
Yeah, well, the disadvantage of that is you could end up with no friends because of the foul smell. But
I brush my teeth, so.
Yeah, but I've actually known people that ate a lot of garlic and their body just reeked of the garlic, which is, it's fine. Like you're saying, it's very extremely beneficial. But I know I've used the Allison products for years, and that doesn't seem to have that, but it's
a
lot more expensive.
The mosquitoes don't like people who eat garlic.
Exactly.
They don't. I mean, it's just like, it's a natural repellent.
Exactly. Well, thanks for that input, George. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I want to ask Sergey a question. We heard about the Chinese leader coming, visiting the White House, putting Chinese flags on Constitution Avenue. A lot of people I talk to in Russia, they are very concerned about China. They're not very happy that the Russian government is in cahoots with China because they looked at the United States, what China did to their economy, looked at Europe, what they did to their economy, and all they see is China trying to get a hold of Russia's natural resources. I mean, already starting to see happen there. I mean, happen here, happen there. The stores are flooding with Chinese goods, and China is getting ready to, is starting to undermine the industrial base in Russia. Should the Russian people have a very good reason to be concerned and not trust Chinese?
Sergey, did you hear the question? Uh-oh, we might have lost Sergey.
They do have, nowadays, at present time, they do have good relationship. Well, they have good business, military, and cultural relationship. They established after the, you know, after the Cold War between China and Russia, which started in, like, late 1950s. Nowadays, they basically let the Chinese goods come in to Russia be sold, you know, and it's slowly taking over, and especially in that Far East part, Siberia region, and a little bit north, that's really those regions are actually heavily sell the Chinese because it's close to the border. And a lot of people in Russia who go there, I mean, who live there, they quite often travel. They bring their own goods, either sell on the markets or just for their own, they use it. So I would say it may not be the same, but if it goes like that, surely Russia will make the same mistake as the United States did it.
So there's a real opportunity that the Chinese might be able to take over much of the world without firing a shot.
Well, that's why. I mean, some people in Russia who knows about potential problem, they try to stop that. They really don't like it.
And there's been people that indicated that the Rothschilds, Rockefellers of the world are setting up China to be the model for the one world government. So maybe that's their plan, is just to incrementally just take over the world economically and just collapse all other economies and just basically round up the dissidents, but just keep moving forward in a incremental fashion as opposed to big, harsh takeover all at once. And we'll be back in 3 minutes, and hang in there, everybody. Listen to and check out the sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happy.
Speaking of birds in the trees and bees and all that, somebody had called in off air and wanted to know about what Sergey was mentioning about the waka combination. And he was saying propolis, which is at least what it shows on the internet here in the United States, that's made by bees, and they use it as protective with their wax, the bees' wax, as a protective coating for their honey. And it's actually produced from select trees, and it doesn't really indicate the trees that the honeybees are selecting from, but I'm sure they have that figured out. But anyway, that might be similar to what they use in Russia. They just it's an extract that the bees get from the trees. And since it's used to protect their honey, it's probably good for humans as well. You know, typically that's how it works in nature. And, bam, we were getting into some herbs and some topics like that before we left and the break and brought George on. So, you want to continue that thought pattern? Yeah, and it might take a minute to bring Pam on. We have to play games when we have a lot of people on the line, so we got to switch the phone lines. Are you with us, Pam? Okay, all right. She might be taking a break then. Well,
we were talking about that honey, and how about raw honey that's local? I wonder if you would pick up that chemical that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The pollen from your locally produced honey, just like in Louise's case, she's resting a little bit. She has allergies. If you could find a really good raw source of honey in your area, that would probably help her a lot with her allergies.
Well, go to the Kansas City market. You know, it's a springtime. It will will season start again in late March, beginning of April. It's only one man sells over the honey.
Is that right?
Raw and processed as the best honey in our state.
Wow.
He has a reward. Yes, he is very nice, smart man. I know him personally. He was rewarded several times, you know, for the best quality of the honey. He write articles in the Bees magazine also. So
we found some Amish people up at Bethany that had a roadside stand. And, you know, they sell baskets and honey and so forth. So they're pretty close to us. I think it was Jamestown, something like that.
Yep. So I don't know if she is, but Louise needs to be doing honey every day, and that would probably help her recovery. Pam, are you with us? I hear some clicking on the line. Okay. All right.
Well, one teaspoon for the beginning, you know, on the empty stomach in the morning, you know, just chew it. Not swallow, rather, just chew it, you know. The raw honey, it's really beneficial. So you can increase to one tablespoon.
And one of the things I was getting back to a while ago was the pathogens, and there's many things that can help pathogens. And one of the things, another purpose for honey, is if you have an open wound, if you don't have anything else to sterilize it with iodine or hydrogen peroxide or whatever, you can actually use honey. You can put right. that on there.
Oh, and, yeah. It's you know, I my mom, she's 93 years old right now, and she had a sore on her leg that wouldn't heal, you know, and she went to the doctor and everything. I think they even used silver on it.
Right.
But I said try honey, and because it's good for burns also, and it started healing.
That it actually promotes healing with the sugars, but it also, it starves off, it actually kills the oxygen, and that it will kill the pathogens. It works amazingly well. My father that was ill, he had an open wound like that right before he died, and I put some honey on it, and it's just amazing how quickly he recovered from that.
But does honey ever go bad on the shelf?
Honey should stay good forever. They found honey in Egypt in the pyramids that was 5,000 years old, apparently, and it was still good. What
Mom,
it can do.
Back.
Okay, yeah, we lost you, Pam.
Actually, I was still there. I was just muted somehow, but it's okay. I'll back in here.
All right, very good. Pam, we were getting into herbs and stuff before we took George as a caller. Do you want to get more back into the herbs, or do you want to move on to like a...
I do want to respond to the bee propolis. That's, like, really important stuff.
Okay.
And you can buy bee propolis in any health food store, or at least most of them. But it's a really good idea if you can get it from a local person from your area. And people use it for allergies. You can really knock back allergies. And what happens is you've got to right. start taking it just a little bit at a time and then work up to about two teaspoons a day of it.
Because it's so potent, you would actually overwhelm your system if you took too much at one time?
Yeah, you've just got to start with a few grains and work up. It's in these little round grains.
And I assume the waka, when Sergey was mentioning the waka extract, it probably amplifies the effect. And why I say that is sometimes a harsh thing like alcohol will actually increase the potency, like they put to Biofriend, a byproduct of a black pepper in certain herbs, and it actually makes them 1,000 times stronger just having that pepper in there. And cayenne pepper will do the same thing. It opens up your arteries or your capillaries so where you can actually absorb things more readily.
Right.
Well, cayenne pepper is one of the things I wanted to mention in my medical kit, but tinctures actually draw out the essential oils that's in something, and it's the essential oils that actually work, that go to work at the cellular level. But the tinctures are wonderful. I love them.
And those essential oils are in just about all plants, and that's almost kind of like the blood, almost like the, I don't know what the chlorophyll, what would it be, more like the essence of blood that's in a plant. It's basically, it's life,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. And no offense to Sergey, but Everclear is a little bit purer form to make your tinctures that you're going to take internally like that.
Just because
now,
it's
I do use
fruit.
Vodka on the walnut hulls.
Okay.
Because it's cheaper.
All right.
Okay.
And we have some calls that are starting to back up, so if you don't mind, Pam, we'll take a call. Lee in Georgia. Lee, what do you have for us this morning?
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, Lordy. I do want to talk about health and tinctures and stuff, but just real quick, on since somebody brought up the economy real quick, I'd like to share something that Pravda said not long ago. It can be safely said that the last time a great nation destroyed itself through its own hubris and economic folly was the early Soviet Union, though in the end the late Soviet Union died by the economic hand. Now we get the opportunity to watch Americans do the exact same things to themselves. The amazing thing, of course, is that they're just repeating the failed mistakes of the past. Now, I agree. Everclear, when I make my tinctures, Everclear is what I use. I found that, and I've tried a bunch of different, you know, I've tried a number of different alcohols. But for me, it seems like, and I don't know if this is just my imagination or if this is really the case, but it seems to me that when I use the Everclear, it seems like it draws more of the active ingredient out of the herb.
And
it seems to have a little bit more potency. Is that my imagination, or am I actually correct in that belief?
Because
it seems to me like the Everclear really draws it out. I mean, in its full potency, and leaves nothing left in the herb.
Go ahead, Ben. We might be having trouble with Pam Swollen. I'm not sure, but I assume it's because it's a more pure alcohol, and it's almost. What is it, 180 proof typically?
Like 190 proof?
Am I here?
Yeah, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The Everclear has a higher alcohol content in it than the vodka. And, of course, it's going to draw it quicker, more potent, absolutely.
Yeah, it takes me about 2 weeks to do a quart. I usually do a quart at a time, and it takes about 2 weeks to do it.
And you mean
you think 2 weeks is enough, or should I let it go longer? Because I've been doing 2 weeks, and it seems to work really good.
I think 10 to 14 days is adequate. Now, I start my tinctures on a full moon, if possible, and you're going to actually get them quicker, even if you do that.
Okay. Because I've never thought about doing it, you know, according to moon phase. I just usually, when I see I'm starting to run low, you know, I make more. But I've also found, too, that it seems like, and I use little brown 1 ounce bottle for my daily doses. I keep it in a quart jar, but I keep it, like, in the closet, down on the floor, tucked back in a corner, in the dark, where it's cool, it's dark. And I have little 1 ounce bottles with a little eyedropper, a little brown-colored glass 1 ounce bottle with an eyedropper. But I found that, basically, it seems to have a shelf life, really, of pretty much about 2 years. Does that sound about right to you?
You know, I think it depends on the herb that you're using. I have done cayenne pepper, and I'm not sure what the shelf life of that is, because it was, I think it grows as it ages.
Yeah,
because I've had that cayenne pepper tincture for 5 years.
I would think most things that are sealed cool and in the dark would stay good for quite a while.
Your more delicate herbs, I think maybe they lose their potency, Tom.
Okay, so they actually break down. The essential oils probably break down.
Yeah, I think he's right. Some of these things is only going to last about 2 years. But the things that are like in the pepper categories, I don't know. I've done the cayenne pepper, and I think it got better with age.
Oh, really?
I don't know how long it'll last.
I haven't tried doing the cayenne, because usually I just pick my cayenne peppers and I hang them up to dry, and then I throw them in my little, you know, take my little pestle and mortar and I grind them up in a powder, and then I just mix it with water and give myself a daily dose every day. I call it cayenne tea, and it seems to work really good because I have colitis, and it seems to really help with that. But I primarily use, like, dandelion, comfrey, peppermint.
Those things are going to break down. So, yeah.
Those are pretty much, like, the four that I really use the most of.
Now, the reason I do cayenne tincture, and you're probably staying very healthy, you may not even have these issues if you're doing what you just said.
But if you get a sore throat, what you do is you boil up, you want to heat up some grape juice and mm-hmm. and just maybe do anywhere from a fourth to a half a cup of grape juice. Mm-hmm. And you want to put about 8 to 12 drops of tincture of cayenne in that. And you will seriously get rid of a sore throat pretty quick. You'll stop the pain of it. You've got to watch how you drink that, though, or you'll upset your stomach.
Okay.
But it works really great on a sore throat. It will take away the pain of a sore throat.
So you're probably better off sipping it slowly so you're constantly coating your throat and having that cayenne pepper open up the capillaries and really getting that the juices into the blood cells there.
Yeah, and the stronger you can take it, the better it is because of that. And since we're on the topic of cayenne, I want to mention that cayenne neutralizes the body. And cayenne is actually recommended for someone in a heart attack. Now, I used to work in the lab, and they draw these heart enzymes and all these levels. And your body cannot have a heart attack if it is in a neutralized situation. But if your body is acidic, that is one of the conditions for a heart attack.
So putting like a tablespoon or a teaspoon, I guess, underneath your tongue if you're having a heart attack or if you're having symptoms, that will actually bring you out of it in most cases, won't it?
I've never actually seen that done, but that's correct.
Mm.
That's correct. You're not going to like having cayenne powder under your tongue.
But it's better.
Well, I love hot.
Oh, great.
For me, hot is better. You can't get it hot enough for me. But I didn't know that. I had no idea that it would have that kind of effect on heart attacks and stuff. But let me share with you my recipe for tinctures and tell me if I'm maybe need to go a little more or a little less. I take a quart jar, I put like a quarter ounce of my dried herb in it, and I grind it up as, you know, not necessarily to a powder, but I grind it up real good, and I put it in a quarter ounce in a quart jar, and what I do is I fill it with my Everclear till it's about a half inch above the top of the herb, and then I shake it up real good, and I put it back in a dark, cool place, and then I come back about twice a day, every morning and every evening, and I shake it up, and I put it back, and I do that for about 2 weeks.
the only thing that I do differently than you is I don't shake it up every day, and it's just because I don't have time. And I've never seen that that affects it because that alcohol is drawing it, period, wherever it's at. But if you want to shake it up, more power to you.
Yeah, it might.
Okay, well, the reason I was asking is because the lady that taught me about making tinctures said shake it up twice a day. So I took her at her word. I didn't know. But it does seem to be, you know, ever since about 5 years now, I've been using these tinctures, daily dose every day of each one. And plus, I do food grade, 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide twice a day.
That's
every day.
On
and
my
I've
list.
Noticed over the past 5 years, and my doctors have noticed too, that my health has greatly improved.
I like that hydrogen peroxide. That's in my medical kit list too.
And once again, folks, we're talking about food grade, not the stuff you buy at China Mart or Walgreens, but actually.
Right. Right.
And I want to say something
don't
about.
Don't go down to your local drugstore thinking you're going to buy hydrogen peroxide. You'll kill yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I want to say something about hydrogen peroxide. Now, you can go down to your drugstore and buy cheap hydrogen peroxide, and you can still get benefits out of this. There's so many things you can do with hydrogen peroxide. I love it in sanitation. Because you can dump it in your little porta-potty bucket or whatever you're using like that, and you put water in the bottom of the potty, and I don't mean like your flush toilets. This would be in a survival situation or if you're in a camping situation. And what I have is what they call a luggable loo. It's a bucket with a toilet seat on it, and you dump the water in there, a little bit of water in the bottom, and then you dump about a cup of hydrogen peroxide in it. And see, smells cannot grow when there's no bacteria.
Right.
And that hydrogen peroxide kills that bacteria. See, this is like a have to in a survival situation. Also, hydrogen peroxide, if you've got a blood spill, like on a carpet or somewhere, You want to get out blood? It will boil out blood.
Well, it's an alternative to bleach, even when washing your clothes.
Oh, yeah. I like hydrogen peroxide. You can even use it as, you don't want to swallow it, okay, but you can use it as a mouthwash.
Yep.
For people who have gum problems.
Diarrhea.
Well, people who have gingivitis. You know, you can actually rinse your mouth as a mouthwash. Don't swallow it. Please don't swallow it. And spit it back out.
Well, see, Pam, now what Lee and I are talking of, we put a few drops in our water and actually do swallow it, but just very, very minute. But it, once again, it's food grade. It's not
right.
Stuff with the...
And that's a whole different situation,
yeah.
When you're doing something like that. That's,
yeah. And once again, we're talking a few drops per cup of water, not very much, so you have to be careful.
And then it's oxygenating your body. That's really cool.
Exactly. And we have Sherry and Candace. We see you on the line, and we'll get to you after the break. Everybody hang in there. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Capital Farm. You're listening to Capital Farm with Tom Sergey, and I believe Louise is laying down, and I believe Ken is still with us.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
Still here.
Very good. And we're visiting with Pam Stegner this morning. Her website is preparednessnow.com. Her email address is radiolady@preparednessnow.com. And she has some excellent products on her website, and she has a preparation quiz that everybody should be taking if they didn't take it already. They could get onto her website and take that, and that'll kind of give you an indication of where you're at in your preparedness, and be ready for whatever the globalists throw at us. So we have another caller. We have Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, what do you have for us this morning?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay. I live in south central Kansas on the edge of the Flint Hills, and I've got a lot of things that grow wild here that you can make tinctures and stuff out of. I'm lucky enough to have a couple of VHS tapes of some of the talks that classes that Dr. Christopher gave when he was still alive. And now one of the things that him and also one of his protégés, Dr. Schultz, said that you actually start your tinctures on the new moon and go to the full moon, but you can keep them in alcohol the whole month if you want. But one of the things an audience member talked about is using after he had taken some classes from Dr. Christopher, and he was in a situation that a little neighborhood girl got bit by a dog and really bad, and he was one of the first ones to the scene, and he had his his herbal medical kit, and he put a paste of garlic and olive oil on it, and when they got to the hospital, the doctor said, whoever did that really helped that little girl.
Wow.
And now, wild garlic grows wild here, and I've grown some of the wild garlic and some of the some I got from the nurseries. And the wild garlic does pretty good if you give it enough space. You know, in the wild, clothes don't get very big because they get crowded, but you space them out, they get pretty big.
Yeah, we have wild garlic and wild onions growing everywhere here. Pam, how does that compare to the native stuff? Is it more potent, less potent, or do you have any idea?
I don't quite understand.
How would wild onion and wild garlic compare as far as an herbal medicine compared to the natural or native grown?
I have found that it's not as potent.
Okay.
Okay. Because we have it growing wild here too, it's been in all the fields I've ever been exposed to.
But certainly,
it's not going to be as potent.
But certainly, in a survival mode, it's certainly a resource that we should be tapping. And if it just grows on its own, so why not take advantage of it? And just
you might want to do some more research in that, because certain varieties have certain chemicals in them.
Okay.
It really depends on the soil too. You know what it's going to pick up from the soil.
Right.
Another thing that grows wild here is the curly dog, and that's supposed to be, the root of that is supposed to be a good liver, good for your liver, and I make a tincture out of that.
Yeah.
And also on this tape, they talk about the parsley root being good for taking internally and using externally for a edema.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then the juniper berries, you can use those for urinary tract infections.
Okay, hang in there, Sherry. We got a break coming up. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
The next